KPR Sports presents High School Volleyball. Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangler from Extel as the Wildcats welcome in the Amherst Broncos and Pleasanton Bulldogs. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Klaus Rohde will roll it across. Rouse now sets to the outside. Hallie Bauer tips over the single block. One arm saved by Noble. Then to Nickel. And Lundeen will pass it across. Free ball here. Rouse sets short. Here's Ryan off the single block. Lundeen with another dig. Noble sets outside. Haley Kring will put this one down and good.
The FKC tournament begins on Monday, and everyone is looking for some added momentum going into next week. It's the Wildcat Triangler coming up next. But first, the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Axtell High School. Doug Duda with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Our Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball Triangular is one-third of the way done after Axtell defeated Amherst 25-18 and 25-10. Kaylee Becker and Hannah Kring leading the way with 7 kills apiece. Now here in Game 2, it'll be Amherst taking on Pleasanton. Both teams looking for a little redemption. It's been a rough season for these two squads. Amherst with 4 wins and Pleasanton with 2. So when you know you've got a chance, sometimes it gets a little bit more competitive. We'll see how it plays out tonight for the two squads. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for Pleasanton, their service rotation begins with number 6, a 5'10 junior, Brianne Zimmer. Number 8, 5'4 junior, Mallory Pates. Number 14, 5'5 senior, Alyssa Stubbs. Number 24, a 5'7 sophomore, Kristen Tolles. Number 3, 5'5 freshman, Maddie Pates. And number 26, 5'5 sophomore, Taylor Nichols. The libero, 5'2 senior, Jenna Martin. So as we read that lineup, just one senior in the lineup plus the libero, and nobody very tall outside of Zimmer at 5'10. This is like 5'4 or 5'5 type of ball club. Head coach at Pleasanton is Kaylee Randall, assisted by Brandon Cavan and Rand. Bauer. They are 2-14 on the season. For Amherst, number 10 is 5'4 junior Ashley Kreitz. Number 2, 5'10 sophomore Courtney Martinson. Number 4, 5'5 sophomore Sydney Tobenheim. Number 5, a 5'2 senior Kiana Leach. Number 8, 5'8 senior Mackenzie Bergstrom. And number 9, a 5'5 freshman Jessica Eckhout. The libero is number 6, a 5'7 sophomore Clarissa Hunt. Head coach Kerry Radke, assisted by Eric Koppel and Tara Bishop. Amherst is 4-10 on the season after dropping their earlier match to Axtell. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We're ready to get our second match underway. Pleasanton has won the toss. They will serve it away here with Brianne Zimmer. They'll move from left to right, and Amherst will move from right to left as you view it along your radio dial. Glad to have you along with us for some Thursday night volleyball. Tomorrow night it's football. Donovan Trumbull at Sutton here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic at Cozad on ESPN 1460. Serves across to Amherst with the first swing. Comes from the left side, Tobenheim, and it's down and good for the kill. Tobenheim with the kill. And again, Amherst probably going to have a little advantage here, having played already. They are good and warm, and even though they got beat, saw some good things, saw some good swings. Really, in that second set, it was just a matter of everything kind of getting blocked back at them. Amherst on the offensive side here. It'll be Leach sending in the middle, and driving it down will be Courtney Martinson, 2-0. Martinson with the kill. On the service line is Ashley Kreitz. Kreitz floats that one just across. It's going to be an ace. And quickly, it's 3-0 here in favor of the Broncos. Just down the road from each other, but meeting up here tonight at Axtell. Amherst moving from right to left. And Pleasanton from left to right. Axtell and Pleasanton will play our final match tonight. Here's another high short serve that freezes the Bulldogs. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Randall because really nobody moved after that one. So a timeout on the floor. We'll take a quick one as well. It's 4-0 Amherst.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Well, it's a very short timeout, and Amherst will send it to Ashley Kreitz, and she's going to get her third ace. This one she went deep with and put it in the back corner. Now one finally played to the middle there by Pleasanton, and Kristen Tolles punched across to the Broncos. Broncos will set middle, rolled across in the middle, but deep and out of bounds by Courtney Martinson, and Pleasanton is on the board here in our opening set. Back distributed away for the Bulldogs will be Mallory Pates. Good line drive serve right down to the left side. Bergstrom set to the right side, taken across by Martinson. Pleasanton will set middle. Bulldogs on the swing, but it is deep that time from Tolles. And Amherst will be up 6-1. Rotating back to serve it away will be Courtney Martinson. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney Amherst Pleasanton, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Little running serve at it by Martinson. Pleasanton gets it. Pass back across, and it's on the line. Give the point to Tolles. Just passed it over, but it caught the back tape. Side out for the Bulldogs, and entering the ball game will be Mariah Zwinger, 5'10 senior, into the front row. And back to serve it away will be Alyssa Stubbs. The lefty Stubbs drives it into the corner to Tobenheim. Good pass to Kreitz. Set to the outside. On the swing will be Bergstrom. Pleasanton can only pass it back across. Amherst gets into their offense. Kreitz with the up. There's Bergstrom again, but she sent it deep and out of bounds. Jumped a little too soon that way. She was on her way down when she took a swing and sent it deep. So the point on serve there for Stubbs, and she'll serve again, but that one is deep and out of bounds. Point Amherst. 7-3 Broncos in the opening set. Back to serve it away will be Sydney Tobenheim. Again, dropping it right in that middle. Overpass to the Broncos. Free ball right side. Leach on the attack. Kiana gets the kill. So Amherst taking advantage of some open swings here. And up by a score of 8-3. And the conference tournament gets underway on Monday as this serve is an ace. Just barely got over the net. Great serve that time by Sydney Tobenheim. And already their fourth ace here of the set. But as we said, Overton will be hosting one site, Elm Creek, the other. Amherst will be playing Axtell in Elm Creek, and Pleasanton will play Loomis at Overton. Serve across, and Pleasanton trying to find a way to get it back across the net. They do with Zwiener. Here's the set middle. Bergstrom over swing in the net. Error gives the ball to Pleasanton. They'll rotate through the libero. And Martin will come out, and back into the front row will be Zimmer. And back to the service line will be Tolles. Kristen, beautiful serve that's pass right towards the net of the dig by Martinson. A little mini slide there by Jessica Eckhout. Set up by Pleasanton, and their attack by Pates is going to be deep. and out of bounds. Right back into the libero position will be Jenna Martin. And back to serve it away will be Kiana Leach here for the Broncos. Again, a short topspin serve over past at the net. And in the net, going to be called on Amherst, anticipating a block opportunity. So a break with the Bulldogs. They're going to pick up the point. Side out Pleasanton. And to serve it away, once again, Maddie Pates. And Pates drills that one for an ace. First ace serve here for Pleasanton. Trying to crawl back into this first set here. 10-6 Amherst. Pates moves it around to the left-hand corner to Martinson. Set to the outside. Through the double block is Eckhout, and she is deep. They call it out of bounds, and three in a row now for Pleasanton. Cuts it to 10-7. Pates with the next serve. Loads it right in the middle. Leach goes down to pick it up. Kreitz back set right side. And the attack again is deep by Amherst. So they're getting the swings like they did in the first match against Axtell. But instead of them getting blocked here, they end up going long. So Pates continues her run at the service line for Pleasanton. And the pass is way off the mark. Amherst is going to struggle to get it back, but they do. Passed over by Eckhout. Free ball here to Pleasanton. Set to the outside. The attack goes deep. 11-8 Amherst on the swing by Mallory Pates. There's Mallory in there. There's Maddie in there. That one went deep. Now a substitution for the Bulldogs. Garadul checks into the ball game. And a serve. That's a deep one that just stays in. Pleasanton will play it off the back line. Set it to the outside. Take it across by Pates and overpass. Right back to Pleasanton. This time they go middle, driven across by Zimmer. Amherst, double hit on the set. There's the whistle. Pleasanton within two, 11-9. And into serve it again will be Taylor Nichols. 5'5 sophomore re-enters the ball game here for Coach Randall. And Nichols, strong serve right down the middle of the floor to Bergstrom. Set to the outside. Here's the swing by Martinson, and Courtney will get her second kill. Side out Broncos. 12-9 Amherst. Game number one of our second match. Again, a reminder, NFL football tonight, 7:35 kickoff as the Rams host the Cardinals live on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Beautiful serve by Jessica Eckhout, and it's going to end up not being passed across. Pleasanton got three hits on it, but had to run over by the scores table to get one of them. 13-9. Eckhout serve. Strong. Off the back line is passed across, though, and Leach will play it up front to Kreitz. From the 10-foot line, the swing by Tobenheim will not make it over. Point Pleasanton. Side out for Breanne Zimmer to serve it away, and we start our second time through the service rotation with a 13-10 Amherst lead over Pleasanton. Serve floats across. Middle attack. There she is again. That's Courtney Martinson, and they will get the tip call. Her third kill. Kill overall for Amherst, but they also have four ace serves that got them out to a quick 9-3 lead. Now back to serve it away will be Ashley Kreitz, and the junior center floats it to the 10-foot line, picked up by Mallory Pates, set back to the middle. The attack by Stubbs will be deep. 15-10, Amherst has scored four of the last 5 points now. They get a little breathing room again. Kreitz had four in a row in the service line to jump them out to that 5-0 lead at the start of the match. Serves across to Caradul. A double hit on the set called. And a point for Amherst. 16-10. Pleasanton called an early timeout in this ballgame, so they only have one remaining. And Kreitz serves again. Passes off the mark. It's going to be an ace. It's going to be the fourth ace for Kreitz. 17-10 now, Amherst. And we'll see our second timeout called by Pleasanton. Timeout on the floor. Game number one, Amherst 17, Pleasanton 10. We'll be back right after this on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Axtell. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. The Lou Platt Conference volleyball semifinals and finals are next Tuesday and Thursday in St. Paul. We will have those for you here on Classic Hits. Right now, Kreitz to serve it away, looking for five in a row from the service line. And Amherst will take it back across. Problems, and out of bounds it goes. Point for Amherst. Martinson up there with Taubenheim, sending that one over. This rotation has been very strong throughout the night for Amherst. Kreitz at the serve. Across it goes to Martin. Pleasanton sets to the outside from the 10-foot line. Cut across and overpass right back by Amherst. Pleasanton goes to the middle. Blocked up front. Good one-on-one block. Martinson on the swing at Tolles. It's still alive, though. Pleasanton will drive it into the net. 19-10. So just when Pleasanton had closed it to two, Amherst has now went on a run that most likely is going to finish this game off for them, at least, at one point. Pleasanton taps it across here with Nichols. Here is the set by Kreitz. The attack is going to be driven into the net that time by Martinson. And the air will give Pleasanton their 11th point and a side out. Re-entering the front row, Maddie Pites. Pates back to serve it away. Will be Mallory Pates. And Mallory's serve goes deep corner. It's an ace. Amherst wasn't sure whether to play it. They threw an arm out at the last minute, and that's what drew the contact. So an ace serve there for Mallory Pates. That's the second ace here for Pleasanton. And the serve. Same place, a little shorter. Leach has it. Set back to Kiana from behind the 10-foot line. All she can do is set it across. Pleasanton is blocked up front, and it's going to go down. Courtney Martinson was there for the block. Side out Broncos. And now Courtney will go back to serve it away. Little jump serve. Didn't get all of that one. It ends up for the net. Error gives the ball back to the Bulldogs. And re-entering Mariah Sweener into the front row. Serve now goes to Alyssa Stubbs. 20-13 Amherst. The left-handed serve. Right at Taubenheim. Set to the outside. Bergstrom. McKenzie's blocked up there by Sweener. Dug out nine. Nicely by Martinson and passed across. Set middle for Pleasanton. And a kill is going to be registered by Christian Tolles. So Pleasanton has scored for the last 5 points. 20-14 they trail. As Stubbs prepares to serve it away again. Moves this one over to Eckhout. Right sets outside. Half a swing by Bergstrom. Pleasanton picks it up from the 10-foot line. Driven over by Pates. Amherst goes middle. Dumping it across there is going to be Bergstrom. Sweener gets it up, and it is passed back across. Amherst back set to Leach, right side, and she is deep and out of bounds. This is what happened to Amherst during the last Pleasanton run. They really just hit a few too many off the back line. Stubbs serves again. Strong serve. Far corner. Picked up by Taubenheim. Leach from the middle. Drives it across. Dug out by Stubbs. Here's Sweener. She ends up setting it, and it's going to be rolled across there by Tolles, picked up by the Broncos with a left-handed drive. Sydney Taubenheim for the left wing. Once again, picked up Pleasanton. They'll return it, but out of bounds. They say it caught the antenna. Side out, Amherst, 21-15 Broncos, game one. Second match of the night. First match went to Axtell over Amherst, 25-18, 25-10. Serves across by Taubenheim and returned by Pleasanton on the set. Leach is going to set it this time, driven middle by Bergstrom. Pleasanton passes front, but again has to be content for just passing the ball across. Once again, Bergstrom in the middle. She'll half swing, get it back. Pleasanton to the outside. There's a good swing, and it's going to be good enough for the kill by Maddie Pates. Pates with her first kill. Pleasanton gets the ball back, but they've got to make some ground up here in a hurry, trailing 21-16 in the opening set. Kristen Tolles to serve, mishit it. Service error. Back over to Amherst. That is the second service error for Pleasanton. Amherst with one so far in this set. And Leach to serve it away. Stays the back row. Pleasanton's going to have to set it across there with Zimmer. Opportunity here for Amherst. So they get a Bergstrom in the middle. She dunks it down. Mackenzie Bergstrom. A little cup on that one. Makes it 23-16. 2 points away from the opening set now. Leach's serve. Down the middle it goes. Pleasanton gets it to Zwiener. She hits it off the tape. Pops across to Ashley Kreitz. Quick swing that time by Eckhout. Pleasanton picks it up, returns it for a point. And that's going to be credited to Alyssa Stubbs, just simply passing it back across. 23-17. Pate serves. Pleasanton still alive here. But a service error will now make it game point for Amherst. And back to serve it away for the opening set here will be Mackenzie Bergstrom. Bergstrom serve. Down the right side. Stays in the back row for Pleasanton. It'll be set across there by Mallory Pate. Amherst will set middle. Swing by Eckhout off the double block and down. Jessica Eckhout will finish it off here with the kill. And the opening set will go to the Lady Broncos of Amherst. 25-17 over Pleasanton. And we'll be back with the numbers right after this on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Let's take a look at the numbers I had for the first set here. First off, for Pleasanton, Maddie Pates, 3 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Mallory Pates, an ace serve. Alyssa Stubb, 3 service points and a kill. And Kristen Tolles, 2 kills. 4 kills, no ace blocks, and 2 ace serves for Pleasanton. For Amherst, Courtney Martinson had an ace block and 4 kills. Sydney Tommenheim had 2 service points. One was an ace, 1 kill. Kiana Leach, 1 service point, 1 kill. Mackenzie Bergstrom, a service point and a kill. Jessica Eckhout, a service point and a kill. And Ashley Kreitz had 10 service points. 4 of them were aces. 8 kills, 1 ace block, and 5 ace serves for Amherst as they take the opening set by a score of 25-17. We'll be back with set number 2 between the Broncos and the Bulldogs right after this on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Ready to get the second set underway here at Axtell. I want to thank Athletic Director Brad Nelson and the folks here for their hospitality as Amherst Jessica Eckhout will fire an ace to get things underway here in game number 2. Amherst won the opener 25-17 earlier tonight. Axtell beat Amherst 25-18, 25-10. And now after the ace, a service error, we'll tie it up 1-1, so a wash there on the first 2 serves. Axtell and Pleasanton will play the third and final match here tonight. Again, a reminder that after the conference tournament, it's almost all done. Amherst actually does play tomorrow night at Kennesaw as part of the volleyball-football doubleheader. Serve across. Middle attack, not blocked. They're going to say 4 hits called on Amherst. So a point on serve for Breanne Zimmer. And Pleasanton takes their first lead of the night, 2-1. Pleasanton still has to play Ansley, Litchfield, and Loomis in a triangular, plus SEM in a dual after conference season. Middle attack toll. She's blocked up front that time by Tobenheim. Dug out, the swing driven over. Good point going here, and it's going to be finished off by Kreitz. Kreitz got up there and redirected it with Martinson, and it's 2-2. Kreitz will go back and serve it away. Serve just gets across to Tolles, right around the 10-foot line. Set across the net, punched right back by the Broncos. Scramble here for Pleasanton, and they do return the ball over the net. Might have been a double hit, but we play on. Pleasanton will set to the right side this time. On the left, the attack is going to be picked up and in the net, called on Amherst. Good swing that time by Alyssa Stubbs. But Amherst called in the net, so Pleasanton will pick up a point. And Mallory Pates will serve it away here for the Bulldogs. Pates puts the lot behind it, drives it right at Bergstrom. Kreitz runs it down, almost fell to the floor, and then Leach bumps it across. Here's Tolles for Pleasanton over the double block. Dig made by Bergstrom. Middle attack is going to be rolled over by Moccasin, and that'll be good enough. Courtney with her fifth kill. 3-3. Back to serve it away now for Amherst. Will be Martinson, and she mishit it into the net. 4-3 Pleasanton. Zelina re-enters the front row. Again, high school football tomorrow night. Axtell's playing Wilcox-Hildreth. Pleasanton, well, it's going to be a tough one. They got Giltner. And as we said, Amherst has got Kennesaw. So a couple of tough ones out there tomorrow. Serve across here. Amherst goes to the outside. Good block up front by Zwiener. Picked up by Amherst and taken over again by Bergstrom. Third time Bergstrom finally finishes it. A heck of a one-on-one that first time was Zwiener. 4-4. This time it will be Tobenheim to serve for Amherst. And she's deep, out of bounds. So Amherst making a couple more mistakes here in this second set early on. Pleasanton, 5 points, three of them on service errors. And it'll be Tolles to serve it over. Good strong serve, just barely picking it up is Tobenheim. Then the attack is blocked up front by Zwiener. Free ball blocked the other way by Bergstrom. Going one-on-one with Zimmer. Ace block. Amherst will pick up the first ace block of the set. That's two in the match for the Broncos. And Keanu Leach to serve it away. Leach is served across to the libero Martin, dumped across by the center, which is Stubbs. Back row attack for Amherst, and it's wide and out of bounds. So nobody can score on the serve. Serve and move, serve and rotate, serve and rotate. Maddie Pates to serve for Pleasanton. And she'll slap that one over to the 10-foot line. Martinson passes, dumped it into a block. Zwiener's there for the ace block. Mariah Zwiener at 5'10", at least, is there to dump it down, and Pleasanton picks up a point on serve. Maddie Pates goes again. Overpass just stays in, so Pleasanton will have to play it to the outside. Pates drove it into the net, and four hits call. Great dig on that far sideline by the Broncos, and Tobenheim, that helps them get the point back. And Amherst serves an ace. Mackenzie Bergstrom. 2. Opening set went to Amherst 25-17. Amherst and Pleasanton are now tied 7-7 here in the second set. Serve across, another ace. That simply was a little miscommunication after the opening pass, and it will make it 8-7. Amherst. Pleasanton is going to rotate Taylor Nichols back into the front row. And Bergstrom pulls the arrow back and fires it away. Short set over. Set trying to dump it over was Nichols. Amherst gets it to the outs. Count swing is deep. Side out Pleasanton. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball action on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, Amherst, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Taylor Nichols, deep serve and out of bounds. So somebody just trying to get a little bit of momentum, get something started here, get some points going in a row. Knuckleball serve is across by Jessica Eck. Out overpass and in the net on Amherst. Went up for a quick kill on the overpass, Martinson, and she hit it right back into the block, so she was going to swing out again and came back down into the net. So Zimmer to serve it away here and registers the ace for Pleasanton. 10-9. Pleasanton back on top. Zimmer with her first ace. First ace of this game for Pleasanton. Looking for another one. Zimmer into the middle. Leach will slide over to take it. Set to the far outside. That's good for a Tommenheim kill. Great set that time by Kreitz. We really hadn't seen either team moving the ball around much, just kind of setting it about 2 feet away from where they're at. Set that nearly three-fourths the width of the net, and it worked out for a very easy kill because the block didn't get there in time. So the serve across, passed over by Pleasanton. Free ball here, Broncos. They go into the middle, and the attack is called in from the middle. Courtney Martinson's sixth kill. Amherst regains the lead 11-10. Kreitz on that service line where she had 10 points in the first set alone with four ace serves. This time right in the middle of the floor to Pates, to Nichols, and Mallory will have to set it across herself. Kreitz, bump set to the outside, cutting it down into the corner. Sydney Tommenheim, the dig made by Martin. Good point going here, and it's rolled down by Tolles for a Pleasanton point. Third kill for Kristen. Pleasanton with just two wins. We saw Ravenna on Tuesday night. They came in with just one, and they were trying to pick up their second win and did. Now tonight, Pleasanton trying to pick one up as the serve will go out of bounds, and Amherst will get the lead back at 12-11. Back to serve it away will be Courtney Martinson. Martinson floats it over, picked up off the pass from Martin and sent across. Free ball here for Amherst. Middle attack down and in for Mackenzie Bergstrom. Pleasanton let it go, thinking that it was going to be out of bounds, and it was in by about a foot is all. Martinson with her first point on serve of this match. Trying to get Amherst a little cushion here, but Flo serves it into the net. That is the fourth service error of this game on Amherst. 13-12, halfway through the second game, and Amherst leading Pleasanton. Amherst won the opening set, 25-17. Good time. A spin serve by the lefty, Alyssa Stubbs. Amherst will get it to the outside, drive it into the block. It's an ace block tweener. Mariah with her second ace block, some help from Kristen Tolles up there. 13-all. Alyssa Stubbs serve. Clipped the net, fell across. Passed right back over. Tolles takes a quick swing, and Tolles will terminate. Two quick points there for Pleasanton. 14-13, your score. And we will get a timeout by Amherst, they're of the match. Amherst won the first set 25-17. Pleasanton leads game 2, 14-13 here on Classic Hits.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Out of the Amherst timeout, Alyssa Stubbs serves it away again for Pleasanton, leading at 14-13. Swing by Bergstrom is picked up by the Bulldogs, and they'll pass it back across. Amherst right in front of the net will set it up, and the attack is out of bounds. Well, it doesn't matter. In the net on Pleasanton. Really never got a signal whether it was in or out. Just didn't matter. 14-14, side out. Pleasanton gives up the ball out of the timeout, and Amherst will serve it away here with Sydney Tobenheim. Parents' night at Axtell. They'll do that between these next matches, as Axtell and Pleasanton will have the final match. Here's an ace serve by Sydney Tobenheim, her second. 15-14. Neither team's really went on a long run. Amherst scored three in a row. And Pleasanton has scored three in a row. Otherwise, it's just back and forth. 15-14, Amherst, the ball overpass that just fell to the floor. I believe Kreitz gets credit for that. And now a timeout will be called by Pleasanton. They don't want the momentum to all of a sudden turn quickly. So it's now 16-14 Amherst. They've scored three in a row. We'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel Seed dealer located at the end of Main and Hildreth. But Channel Seed is not just another seed company. What sets them apart is they listen. Around the kitchen table, at a backyard barbecue, in the local coffee shop, it's the most important thing they do. The secret to understanding and anticipating farmers' needs, interests, and concerns. Go see Zeke today at the end of Main and Hildreth, and best of luck to all the area athletes.
After the quick Pleasanton timeout, each team has used one up here in the second set. 16-14 is the score. And an ace serve as we come out of the timeout. Cindy Tobenheim with her second ace this time and third of the match. 17-14 Broncos. They won the first set over Pleasanton 25-17. Been noticing the new fun activity here at Axtell. Under the bleachers, the kids, like tons of them, are playing under the bleachers here behind us. And it sounds like a good time. Here's Zwiener with another block for Pleasanton on the swing from Eckhout. Mariah Zwiener with three ace blocks in this set, helping Pleasanton stay in it. And now it'll be Kristen Tolles to serve it away. Bulldogs down by two. Tolles serve. Going to get an ace out of this thing. Oh, maybe not. Yeah, it's going to be an ace. Good hustle over there. It went off Leach, and then it hit off the ceiling after a one-arm save by Tobenheim, which gave him a slim chance to get it back. And Tolles fires again. This one in the net. So the ace negated by the error. Back over to the Broncos with Kiana Leach. 18-16. Edging towards the home stretch of game number two. Down the middle it goes. Overpass has to be readjusted at the net there. Redirected by Stubbs. Across to the Broncos. Tapped across there, and that's going to work for Mackenzie Bergstrom. Fourth kill for Bergstrom. And serving it up again will be Leach. Don't forget at the end of all of our matches, the Bisco Sports postgame show, a quick recap of the stats. At the end of the night, coach interview and more. Serve over to Martin. Outside Zimmer takes it over the double block. Good enough for a Pleasanton kill. Brianne Zimmer with her first kill. Side out Bulldogs. And back to serve it away will be Maddie Pates. This time she'll punch it across at Leach. Returned into the net. It's going to be an ace. Second ace of the night for Pates. 19-18. Every time Amherst gets a couple-point lead, Pleasanton shaves it right back to one or none. Serve over to Tobenheim. Outside attack way deep that time for Amherst. We're all knotted up at 19. The freshman, Maddie Pates, doing just fine from the service line for her Bulldog teammates. Very young team as well for Pleasanton. Back set right side. Here's the attack just off the back of Bergstrom. And four in a row for Pleasanton. They have taken the lead. And Amherst will call timeout. It'll be their final timeout. After winning the first set 25-17, Amherst trails in the second set to Pleasanton 20-19. And we'll be right back.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Axtell, where Pleasanton has picked up four straight points to take a 20-19 lead over Amherst. And still at the service line, Maddie Pates. Amherst has made some errors here to help out the Bulldogs. And now we got a lot of one-armers here just to keep it alive. Eckhout drives it off the double block, and Jessica will get her second kill. Tie it up at 20 and get Amherst the serve back. Back to serve it away will be Bergstrom. 20-20, home stretch, game two. Strong serve across to Martin. Good pass that time. Set to the middle. Zimmer on the attack. Down and good. Second kill for Brienne. 21-20, Pleasanton trying to force a third set here. Re-entering to serve it away will be Taylor Nichols. The sophomore trots back to the far right-hand corner, well behind the service line. And the serve clipped the net and fell over. Pass right back. Nichols on the run already. Redirects it down for the point. Nichols was just running up to her position, and the ball came right back to where she served it from. And it's 22-20. Nichols serve. Picked up in the middle. It's overpassed again at the net. Redirected by Kreitz, though, to keep it alive. Passed right back by Pleasanton. Kreitz tracks it down. Set across there by Martinson. Pleasanton on the opt. They just dump it across. Ready to go is Amherst. Middle swing by Martinson is down and good. Every time that the Pleasanton setter, whoever it may be, tries to dump it across, they're really just lofting it across. It's floating over, and it's no problem for Amherst to pick it up. That count to serve. Line drive that's passed right back over to Leach. Kreitz runs it down. Set to the far side. Dumped across there by Tobenheim. Pleasanton sets middle. There's Zimmer again. And through the double block for the kill. So Brianne Zimmer starting to warm up here. And Pleasanton 2 points away from the second set. 23-21. And Zimmer to serve. Over to Leach. Kreitz with the set. Outside. The swing. Down and good by Sydney Tobenheim. Kreitz back to serve. Martin into the back row for the libero. As Pleasanton trying to hold on here in the second set. Kreitz had four aces last game, looking for something here, but that one's easily handled by Pleasanton. Right side attack, driven across, and it is in. Kill made by Stubbs, and it is game point for Pleasanton. 24-22, and ready to serve it away. And it's an ace, and we're going to a third set. Pleasanton takes the second set, 25-22. Amherst took the first one, 25-17. We'll be back with some numbers right after this timeout on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Let's look at the unofficial numbers I had from the second set. First of all, for Amherst, Courtney Martinson, a service point, 3 kills. Sydney Tobenheim, 3 service points, 2 of them aces, 2 kills. Kiana Leach had a service point. Mackenzie Bergstrom, 2 ace serves, 3 kills, and an ace block. Jessica Eckhout had an ace serve and a kill. Ashley Kreitz, 1 service point and 2 kills. 11 kills, 1 ace block, and 5 ace serves for Amherst. For Pleasanton, Mariah Zwiener had 3 ace blocks. Maddie Pates had 4 service points, 1 was an ace. Breanne Zimmer, 2 service points, 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Mallory Pates had an ace serve. Alyssa Stubbs, 2 service points, 1 kill. Kristen Tolles, an ace serve and 2 kills. And Taylor Nichols, a service point and a kill. 7 kills, 3 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves. Pleasanton takes game 2, 25-22, to force it between the Bulldogs and the Amherst Broncos. And it's coming your way next on Classic Hits.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
We're ready to get the third set underway, and Pleasanton won the toss, so they'll serve it here with Breanne Zimmer, who helped bring him home down the stretch with 3 kills. overpass into the net. Couple of tips right back over to the Broncos. In the middle, here's Courtney Martinson. Half swing, dugout Zimmer, free ball, and that's not a half swing. Martinson goes up and drills it down for her match high, 8 kill. And Amherst will get the first point of the set. They've got the first point all three games. But both teams just played a little bit better in that second set. And Kreitz now serves it across to Martin. Back to Pleasanton from Amherst will dig it out on the return. Outside attack into the net for the Broncos. Point Pleasanton. Third set goes to 25 as well. See who can pick up the win here. Pleasanton would love to get their third one. They've had some struggles this year. And Pate serves it across at Bergstrom. Set to the middle. Amherst just dumps it across. The dig is made by Pate. Set to the outside. And this one is going to be off the freshman hands. Maddie Pate picked up Broncos to the middle. And off the block down and good. Courtney Martinson again for her ninth kill. Side out. Broncos. Martinson to serve. Courtney right from the middle of the floor. Three steps and floats it across. Passes off the mark for the Bulldogs. They do get it back to the center. And it's going to be blocked off the tip try of Kristen Tolles. Back to the Broncos. Middle attack this time. Blocked again by Tolles. Amherst one more time. Tipped across by Bergstrom. Fourth time for Bergstrom. And in the net called on the Bulldogs. Point Amherst. Good rally there. Bergstrom just kept at him until they made the mistake. And Martinson to serve it across. In the net on Amherst. 3-2. Had some stretches where there wasn't too much excitement out there as far as kills and blocks, where somebody's in a net or somebody's made an error. And this time Pleasanton will serve it away. See if they take advantage of the Bronco error. Stubbs with a left-handed serve. Tipped back over by the Broncos. Trying to dig it out of the net. Is Pleasanton. They do. Sweener gets it in the middle of Tolles. Just about fell down, but got it over. They'll set it to Tolles. She drives it into the double block. Amherst kept it out of the net and returns it over. Pleasanton runs it down. Sweener from off the net. It's punched across by Maddie Pates. Amherst goes middle. Rolled across there by Mackenzie Bergstrom. Dug out of the net, but it will not be returned and give the point to Bergstrom. And that is her fifth kill. Amherst 4, Pleasanton 2. Earlier tonight, Axtell beat Amherst 25-18, 25-10. Axtell and Pleasanton will play about 25 minutes after this match is over as the middle attack is out of bounds, but a tip called. Tip in the middle, and not positive who we should credit that to for Pleasanton. Did not see who got that one. May have been Pates in the middle. Serving it across, Kristen Tolles. Doesn't matter, it comes right back as that one is deep and out of bounds. Rotating back to serve it away now for the Broncos will be Leach. Gianna serve over to the libero Martin. Set middle. Sweener throws it over the single block for the kill. Mariah's first kill of the evening after getting three ace blocks in the last set. So again, run the volleyball down, rotate through, and Maddie Pates to serve it away. Service. This one comes across to Leach. Back set right side. Close to the net. Tipped across by Bergstrom. Pleasanton passes it into the net and give Bergstrom her sixth point. Now she'll go back and serve it away. First a substitution here. Sweeter will check out. And Nichols will come in for the Bulldogs. Serve floats into the back row to Maddie Pates. Nichols sets, Zimmer in the middle, drives it across to Bergstrom. Dig is made, has to be passed back over, though, by Eckhout. And here come Pleasanton. They've got a chance at a free ball, and they'll take that swing. One arm up to keep it alive by the Broncos. Set back across there by Tomenheim. Another free ball here for Pleasanton. Another swing from the outside. Another one for Mallory Pates. And Amherst, again, has to struggle, but gets it back across. Pass off the mark, though, and Pleasanton can't get a swing this time. So a free ball for Amherst. They'll that middle swing is going to be long. Martinson too much on it. And back to serve it away will be Taylor Nichols. Nichols. Serve near side, caught the net. Won't go over. 7-5 Amherst. And Jessica Eckhout set to serve. Eckhout serve. Powerful down to the right-hand corner to Alyssa Stubbs. And then it's passed across there by Nichols for the point. Simmer to serve. Brianne had an ace last set. This one picked up the back row by Bergstrom. Up front, swing made by Martinson. Dig by Zimmer in the back row. To the outside, Pates off the back foot. She'll float it across. Broncos will pick it up to Tobenheim. Rolls it off the double block, and it's going to be good. Good for Amherst point. Sydney with her fourth kill of the evening. 8-6, but somebody's got to start scoring on their serve, you would think. And Ashley Kreitz to serve it away here. Third set. 8-6 Amherst. After Pleasanton won the second set to force game three, 25-22. Set across by Sydney Tobenheim. Overpass. Free ball swing by Martinson. Partially blocked and dumped back across by Stubbs of Pleasanton. Now Martinson gets a little higher. Drives it over. Pass right back. Troubled. Back over to Pleasanton on a little ping pong action and a double hit. It'll be called on the Bulldogs. And Amherst gets to keep the serve. Ashley Kreitz, the lead server in the match. That is her 12th point. Most of them came in game one. This one she'll float over to Martin. Jenna passes to Nichols. Right side attack. Blocked down by Courtney Martinson. 10-6 Amherst. And a timeout will be called here by Pleasanton. So the first sign of a little run, and we're going to get a timeout. Third set in the best of three. Amherst leads Pleasanton 10-6 on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And we're back out of the Pleasanton timeout. Amherst on the attack from the left wing. The kill is down and good by Sydney Tobenheim, her fifth. That's four straight points for the Broncos to take an 11-6 lead here in the third set. Amherst won the first 25-17. Pleasanton took the second 25-22. And it's all to be decided here in set three. And Pleasanton goes middle for the kill by Alyssa Stubbs. Stubbs' third kill, side out for Amherst. For Pleasanton, and for the Bulldogs, Mallory Pates to serve it away. Pates across to Leach, stays right in the middle of the floor. They're going to have to pass his back across. Free ball, Pleasanton. Almost was it. They had Hustle get over there. Pates did. And the attack by Maddie Pates, just saved by Leach and passed across. Free ball, Nichols. She tries to dump it over. That was a good one. Has to be passed right back by Amherst. And set across by Tolles. Free ball here for the Broncos. Middle attack by Martinson. Stays in the back row, and it's not coming back, is it? Yeah, it is. Great hustle that time by the Bulldogs. Outside attack as his ball is still alive by Tobenheim, and now it's off the back wall. Tobenheim with three of her six kills on the night here in just real short order. 12-7 Broncos. Martinson to serve. Don't forget when we're done. The Bisco Sports postgame show. Pleasanton overcame a 14 deficit in the second set to win 25-22 and force this third. And this time the swing by Martinson is just a little deep. Side out Broncos will be given over to the Bulldogs. 12-8. I keep saying Broncos when I mean Bulldogs. Zwiener back into the front row here for Pleasanton. Alyssa Stubbs serve at Eckhout. Run down by Kreit. Outside will be set across by Bergstrom, and Pleasanton just barely picks it up. They will return it. Kreitz sets it. Amherst tries to speed it up just a little bit. And out of bounds again. Most of the errors by Amherst in the first match against Axtell and this match have been simply hitting it deep. And Stubbs with the serve. Hit the net. It crawls over. Diving save. Free ball. Slapped over. Another one-arm save by Tobenheim. Pleasanton will set it up this time. Driven over by Tolles. Dig is made. Here is Amherst on the right side. They'll dump it across with Bergstrom. Heck of a point going here, and it'll be finished by Pleasanton's Kristen Tolles. Her team high fifth kill. As Pleasanton claws within two. And the serve. Stubbs just keeps firing bullets over pass, but then the free swing by Tolles. She sent it deep. So a good strong serve. The Bulldogs couldn't finish it off there, and Amherst will get the ball back. And again, it is Sydney Tobenheim to serve. Right in the middle of Florida Martin. Set wide, Zwiener. Zwiener partially blocked up there by Bergstrom. It's on the Amherst side to Eckhout. Eckhout into the block. Dug out again and passed over. Free ball Tolles. Can't get much of a swing on it. A little floater to Amherst. They go to the middle. Full house, roundhouse swing by Bergstrom is good. Seventh kill for Mackenzie Bergstrom. 14-10, Amherst. And Leach to serve. Good topspin serve comes across from Kiana. And has to be set over by Tolles. Amherst. Yeah, there's a buzzer. I think we got it out of rotation. The buzzer sounded. And they will stop the point. I think they got the wrong server back there. Kiana Leach. Pleasanton. Amherst won the point, so they did not need to rotate. And a long way into this rally, we're checking out the scorebook. So we'll see what becomes of this. Again, earlier tonight, Axtell swept Amherst 25-18, 25-10. And here we're in the third set. And Amherst won the first one 25-17. Pleasanton won the second one 25-22. And now they have figured out that it was out of rotation. Wrong person served. It should have been Tobenheim. And instead, Kiana Leach went back there and served it. Sometimes when you have just a long enough rally, and considering the way this game has went, nobody's really been picking up points on serve. You're used to just winning the point and somebody new serving. So getting it all sorted out, getting everybody in the right spot, that makes it 14-11 Amherst. Pleasanton on the serve. And it'll be Kristen Tolles. Tolles serve. Crossed it comes, and Amherst to Eckhout. Eckhout rolls it across, and it's passed back into the net. Pleasanton will throw it over there with Zimmer. Keeps the point alive. Eckhout gets another swing, and this time it's not coming back. Jessica with her third kill, and Amherst will get the volleyball back at 15-11. And now Leach, it is her turn to go back and serve it here. And Kiana top spins it down the middle to Martin. Pass right above the net. Eckhout says, thank you very much. And tips it down. Back-to-back kills for Jessica Eckhout. And Amherst has their biggest lead of the set at 16-11. Serve. Kiana Leach stays in the middle. Pass to the outside. Zimmer standing spike to the 10-foot line. Trouble here for Pleasanton as they got it over to Amherst. They scramble and pass it back. Bulldogs back set right side. Zwiener. She'll dump it down. Mariah Zwiener, they don't get it to her very often, but when they do, she's usually, at least tonight, been putting a good swing on it. And Amherst just doesn't have the height to match up with her. Maddie Pates now to serve for the Dogs. And a strong serve that is going to be passed back out of bounds by the Amherst libero, Clarissa Hunt. And that's enough for an ace serve. That's the third ace for Maddie. She's had one in each set. Served by Pates. In the back row to Tobenheim. Set right side. Over the net from Bergstrom. Pleasanton is just going to set it back over. Back pedaling to make the play is Leach. They get it to Eckhout. She cuts the corner and out of bounds. Three in a row by Pleasanton. So the five-point lead is down to two. Amherst has two timeouts remaining. Pleasanton has one. The serve by Maddie Pates to Hunt. Pass ends up in the back row. Leach will pass it across. Free ball here. Zimmer gets a swing at it. Dig is made by Tobenheim. And again, it has to be passed across by the Broncos. They're really out of system right now. At the net, blocked by Eckhout, stays alive, and it falls into the net on the Amherst side. Just a stab out of the back row by Pleasanton, and it falls to the floor. And Pleasanton has scored four in a row to force an Amherst timeout. Amherst now leads 16-15 in the third. Pleasanton on the run when we come back.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Out of the timeout, we return to volleyball action here with Amherst dumping it into their own net. Another error, and five in a row by Pleasanton. We're all tied up in the third set, 16-16. Amherst 4-10, Pleasanton 2-14. So both teams really looking for one more win before they get into the conference tournament next week. And another error on Amherst. The attack is wide and out of bounds. And when the wheels fall off, they have fallen off. So Amherst just needs to settle down now, as they bring Casey Jurgens, the 5'7 freshman, into the front row just to try and settle things down. And the serve across from Maddie Pates. Passed over by Jurgens. Here is the set for Pleasanton to the outside. Pates on the attack, and it is out of bounds. Hit our lines lady over here, and when it does that, that means it was deep or wide, whichever one you want to look at. So it's 17-17. And the serve for Mackenzie Bergstrom. Amherst can see if they can answer with the run. Overpass on the serve. Quick swing by Martinson. Tap back over by Zwiener. Martinson will set it over. Track down there by Pates. Overpass again. And it's into the net. Four hits called on Pleasanton. Each team one timeout remaining as we head towards the home stretch of this second match of the night. And it looks like we're going to get in a serve for Mackenzie Bergstrom, her third of the night at two in the last set. And a substitution here for Pleasanton. Caradul will come in to play back row and give freshman Maddie Pates a breather. And after the ace serve by Bergstrom, she will put it into the net. And Pleasanton will get the ball back. Taylor Nichols will check in to serve it away. So this one's coming down to the wire. 19-18, Amherst by one in the third and final set. Pleasanton with the serve. Into the middle of Toppenheim. Passed it into the net, though. It's going to be an ace serve. 19-19. Nichols with her first ace. And don't forget, when we're done, the Misco's fourth postgame show. So keep it here, and that'll be followed by Axtell finishing off the night with Pleasanton. Axtell beat Amherst in straight sets to start the night. Amherst first on the outside attack. That one is going to be down for Courtney Martinson. It had been quiet for a while, but that is her match-high 10th kill. We'll go along with a couple of ace blocks for the Amherst sophomore. And checking out will be Jurgens, and coming back in to serve will be Jessica Eckhout. You're listening to Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, and Axtell, and the World Wide Web at FlatRiverPreps.com. Service error here for Pleasanton. 20-20 third set. Pleasanton will serve off the Amherst service error. And Zimmer floats it across at Eckhout. Middle attack by Martinson is good for the point. Fourth kill of this set for Courtney Martinson. 21-12. Ashley Kreitz, the center for the Broncos, to go back and serve it away. Kreitz was very strong in the first set. Not as many points since then. And it has to be passed across, but way out of bounds by Pleasanton. And that looks like we'll get a timeout here from the Pleasanton Bulldogs. So Amherst has the lead, but it's been a back-and-forth third set, 22 to 20. Amherst leading Pleasanton. We'll be right back.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Click. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Carney now delivers.
With our producer and engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back with you here at Axtell. Again, a big thank you, as always, to the many fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school athletics. Right now, a very close match between two teams that need a win. And in the third and final set, Amherst leads Pleasanton 22-20. Pleasanton just used their final timeout. They'll come out and get a dump across Till. Taylor Nichols sets it over. A little set over the front row, right behind that 10-foot line. Back over to the Bulldogs. Just serve it away. Mallory Pates. It's very important to keep those serves in. Now, dig by Bergstrom. Set across by Tobenheim. Nichols will set it right back across. Three ball here for Amherst. They go to Martinson in the middle. Big swing down and good. And Courtney is really starting to come to life here. Trying to bring it on home for Pleasanton, for Amherst, but she does go to the back row to serve. And so she's in the back. Some of that power not there now. Serve across. Middle attack by Tolles goes into the net. And now it is match point for Amherst. 24-21. Pleasanton will make a substitution here to slow the pace as Duell comes in. But now Courtney Martinson to serve for an Amherst victory. Floats it across to Nichols. Stays in the middle. And Nichols ends up setting it across. Free ball here. Set by Leach. Middle attack by Amherst down and good. Mackenzie Bergstrom, and Amherst is able to hold on and win it here tonight. It looked like they were going to sweep this match up 17-14 and 19-16 to the second, but Pleasanton rallied to win it, and Amherst has to take the third. 25-17, 22-25, and 25-21. Amherst now 5-10, Pleasanton 2-15, and we'll look at the numbers on the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center provides producers like these with market access and insights for their success.
Well, they stay on top of the market. They really look out for us.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
We get daily emails and text alerts from our co-op. They're able to take our grain when we need to move it.
Get connected to a CHS Service Center near you. Resources for enriching lives, CHS.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Time now for the Misco Sports postgame show here on Classic Hits. Get your game on at Misco's now, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's the unofficial numbers I had in the third set for Pleasanton. Mariah Zwiener had two kills. Maddie Pates had five service points. One of them was an ace, one kill. Alyssa Stubbs, two service points and a kill. Kristen Tolles had a kill. Taylor Nichols had an ace serve and two kills. Looks like Pleasanton in the third set had a total of seven kills, no ace blocks this time around, and two ace serves. For Amherst, Courtney Martinson was the big show here in set number three. She had five kills, an ace block, and two service points. Sydney Tobenheim had a service point and three kills. Kiana Leach had one service point. Mackenzie Bergstrom, two service points. One was an ace. She had four kills. Jessica Eckout had two kills, and Ashley Kreitz had three service points. Unofficially, it looks like Amherst had 14 kills, one ace block, and were held to one ace serve in that set after getting five ace serves in each of the first two sets, and that helped Pleasanton obviously stick around a lot longer. But Amherst wins it 25-21. postgame show.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Had a three-set match, so let's put all the numbers together and let you know how it all played out here tonight. First of all, for Pleasanton, Mariah Zwiener had all three of their ace blocks and two kills. Maddie Pates led the team in serving with 12 points. Three of them were aces, two kills. Breanne Zimmer, two service points. One was an ace, three kills. Mallory Pates had two ace serves. Alyssa Stubbs, seven service points, three kills. Kristen Tolles had an ace serve and five kills. And Taylor Nichols, two service points. One was an ace. She had three kills. Overall, I had Pleasanton for 18 kills, three ace blocks, and eight ace serves. Pleasanton, though, falls to 2-15, and they'll play state-rated Axtell here in the next match. Then Monday in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they will play Loomis. That game is in Overton at 5:15. If they beat Loomis, then they play again that night against Overton, the top seed. After the tournament, the FKC tournament for Pleasanton, they will head to Ansley to play a triangular on the 19th with Ansley, Litchfield, and Loomis, and then they will host SEM in a season-ending duel on the 23rd. Final numbers for Amherst, Courtney Martinson, three service points, two ace blocks, and a match high, 12 kills. Sydney Toppenheim, six service points, three of them aces, six kills. Kiana Leach, three service points and a kill. Mackenzie Bergstrom, five service points, three of them were aces. She had eight kills. Jessica Eckout had two service points. One was an ace. She had four kills. And Ashley Kreitz led the team in serving with 14 points. Four of them were aces. She had two kills. And officially, Amherst in the ball game here tonight. I had for 33 kills, three ace blocks, and 11 ace serves as Amherst improves to 5-10 with a 25-17, 22-25, and 25-21 win over the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. For Amherst, they will play at Kennesaw tomorrow night as part of a volleyball-football doubleheader. Then in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they will see Axtell again. That game is at 6:15 Monday night, and that will be in Elm Creek. Once they get done with the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they will be in Loop City for the L Club Tournament on the 16th. The Litchfield Tournament on the 16th. That's a Monday, Tuesday. Then the Loop City Tournament on Saturday the 20th, and they finish out the season at the Overton Triangular on the 23rd with Overton and Shelton, so they will not be home again this season. And that is the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports taking care of our schools and athletes for 40-plus years, and they continue to do so. Misco Sports, get your game on at Misco. Earlier tonight, Axtell beat Amherst 25-18, but Amherst ends up going 1-1 tonight by beating Pleasanton 25-17, 22-25, and 25-21. We're about 20 minutes away from the start of Axtell Pleasanton, so 7:30, be with us. In the meantime, don't forget the Rams and Cardinals, NFL football, currently pregame airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Tomorrow, high school football, Donovan Trumbull at Sutton here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic will be on the road as they travel to Cozad on ESPN 1460. And we'll be back in just a few minutes here on Classic Hits.